listening to an original Kimco podcast on blog.kimcorealty.com. Greetings, everyone. Janelle Kazira here for a podcast with Kimco Realty. And today I have with me Brian Neiman, who is the Director of Store Operations for Neiman's Family Market, which is a Kimco tenant. Brian, it's great to have you with us today. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Can you give us an overview of Neiman's Family Market?
Yep. We started 30 years ago in Alpena, Michigan, by my dad, along with my grandfather and my mom. They moved us from Alpena, Michigan, from Ann Arbor, Michigan, to Alpena, Michigan, and we opened our first store back in 1983.
Tell us the story of your founding. How did the idea come to your family, and how did it all come to be?
Well, my grandfather on my mom's side, Grandpa Schmidt, was in the grocery business right after he got out of World War II. He opened his first store and was in the business for a long time. And my dad was a teacher in Ann Arbor and was teaching junior high. And the grocery store opened up around the corner from where we lived. And my dad had been talking to my grandfather, his father-in-law. And he said, well, I'm going to just go to work up here at the store, see if I like it. Well, my dad started there and just loved it. Worked nights and weekends and was teaching school during the day and would go into the store. It just really found a passion of, working with customers and still being able to teach the kids that were working for him there. He was kind of the best of both worlds, and he could really kind of do his own thing by, as hard as I work, it all comes back to us. Just really enjoyed that. So about 6-8 months later, a store opened up in Alpena, Michigan, and my grandfather said, hey, there's a group that's going to go up there and purchase it if you want to be an owner and manage it and kind of go from there. So we packed up our little Volkswagen Beetle and all kinds of stuff and headed to Alpena, Michigan. And I knew it was a little bit different area to live in when the first year there we had to shovel our roof. So we moved to northern Michigan. It was a little bit different. But we started out in 1983 and worked really, really hard. And my dad and my mom, and my mom was just going to work part-time for a couple of 6-8 months to get the store going. And, 25 years later, she retired. So she retired a few years back. And so that's how we got started. And my dad just loved the business and has enjoyed it ever since.
And you have opened two other stores since your first one. And where are they located?
Yep, we have two other stores. We have one in Tawas, Michigan. And we have one in St. Clair, Michigan. And Tawas is just south of Alpena in northern Michigan. And it was a community that lost the grocery store to a bankruptcy. And, being part of a community activist like my dad is and trying to grow locally, we had an opportunity to purchase that store. And it worked out really well for us. And about a year later, all of a sudden, the opportunity in St. Clair happened, and my dad is originally from St. Clair, so it was a perfect fit that we moved back there and opened a store there too. So it was great to get a chance to open two stores in really Neiman type community.
And I understand you are planning to open up a fourth location soon in Clarkston, Michigan, which will be in the White Lakes Commons Shopping Center, which is a Kimco center. How did you pick your new location?
Well, we got a letter from Kimco about the center and that it was available, and we were starting to think of other opportunities, and we just kind of looked at the area that we go into, and Clarkston was a community that we just looked around and said, wow, we really like the community. It's a town that is really looking for a small town grocer, which is kind of our niche. I mean, we're family owned. We really strive to be the part of the community and develop relationships with the community and develop that 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 place where you go and you know everybody in there by name, and you know your friends and family shop there. It's kind of that community meeting place. So we liked Clarkston a lot, and then we started to develop a really good relationship with Kimco, and we're able to see that this is going to be a nice site. Really had a great working relationship with everybody at Kimco, and we thought, wow, this could really work well for us. And so we just went ahead and decided this would be our next spot.
What has made your relationship with Kimco so positive?
Everybody we've worked with has been just so helpful, and you know, what can we do to help you? Here's what we've got, and this is what we're going to do for the. They've been just very active in pursuing us and making sure we're getting what we need, and then turn around and helping us work with the community and making sure we get the right incentives from the local municipalities, and just say, hey, you know, what can we do to help, and just kind of developed a really good relationship with Scott Tucker, who's been part of the process, and some other folks. So it's been great.
When do you anticipate to open in the White Lake Commons Shopping Center?
We anticipate opening in the spring of 2013, and we keep getting that stuff squared away. So we're going to completely remodel the interior of the store. Everything that was, it was an existing grocery store before. So everything comes out. We're going to redo the entire decor package inside, redo the front entrance, and add a lot of Neiman's type stuff inside, and just really make it a showcase where not only just the Neiman's store, but the White Lakes Commons Shopping Center would be really the retail center of choice for those in the Independence community and township and the Clarkston community.
Have you started to formulate any of your plans for your grand opening yet?
We've started that a little bit, working with our marketing department, and we haven't really come to finalize anything, but we'll be working with the local chamber, and the local chamber has just been wonderful to work with. Penny, the director of Clarkston Community Chamber, has been just wonderful. They've been very helpful over the last year as we began working on this site. So we are looking forward to working with them, Kimco, and our marketing department, and again, Spartan Stores, who is our supplier. We're looking forward to working with them and developing a great grand opening plan and to kind of kick it off and have a great time with it.
So this will be your fourth store. Why have you decided to expand from your roots, and what has enabled you to expand as well?
Well, what we found is that our customers, we've gone into communities that, or even had existing stores or needed stores, but it's really been our customer base that has allowed us to expand, because we're really small. We're family owned, and we just want to expand. We're going to expand controllably, and each store will be profitable, and that's a big thing for us. And so as our stores continue to grow, our existing stores, it gives us the opportunity to grow outside. And Michigan is starting to come back. The auto industry is starting to come back a little bit, and we just find these different areas that really would like a hometown grocer that can be part of the community. And so that's enabled us to grow. And as a family, we want to grow our business, not just for ourselves, but for our employees. Every time we add a new store, somebody that works for us has an opportunity to advance themselves, whether they move to the new store, a new position opens up in their existing store. We'll hire about 110 to 120 people for this store, but we'll also need to hire support staff in our corporate office. And so we've been able to hire some of those folks and provide, new opportunities for those who currently work for us. So that's always fun to see people who've been with us grow and do new things. We've got a lot of employees in Alpena that have been with us since day one 30 years ago. And so to see them grow and get other new opportunities is always a good thing.
Are there any other specific ways that you participate in your local community?
Yeah, I think it's what people will find with Neiman's is we do the obvious. We like to become part of the chamber. We like to be part of the, different service groups, whether it be Rotary or Lions or Kiwanis, all of those groups locally. But, you know, helping with the schools and one of the fun things we've done every year for the last, probably 15 years is at the high school homecoming games, we always like to do a free community tailgate. We're, over the last 10 years, I think we've given away well over, 10,000 free hot dogs at the local high school games. It's another opportunity for the community to get together, and we can thank the community for their support of us. So it's all the fun stuff that we do in the community, whether it be sponsoring the hospitals in all three of our existing communities. We do a taste fest at the local hospital in St. Clair, sponsoring different events. So we just try to do a lot of little things and a few big things every year in the community. And just that everyday involvement that I think is important, not just because it's good business, because, again, like I said, it's where our employees live and work in the communities that we're at. And, you know, if we can give back and do it the right way, it's everybody benefits.
One of the major initiatives that a lot of retailers are undertaking now is using social media to bolster their marketing efforts. So what is Neiman's Family Market doing as far as social media goes?
Well, we have Facebook and we have Twitter, and we kind of go at that. And just recently grown that by, we hired a marketing coordinator about a year ago, and she's fresh out of college and 24, 25, and, you know, my dad and I are obviously a little bit older, and we don't know all that stuff. So it's been great to have her on board and really develop a plan to get people to sign up. And we also have on our website is an opportunity for our customers to go on our website, print it out, and click on make a shopping list and cook it and print it out. And then even when they're in the store, we have a kiosk or a cooking corner that has a touch screen in the store, and you can print up thousands of different recipes, or if you want to look something up, if you want to know how to do an artichoke or what an artichoke is, it will tell you right there in the store and print out a recipe and do a wine pairing if you want to have wine with it. So we've really worked hard to develop that social media, because that's where it's going. Our ads are online. You can print them off. You can make your shopping list, like I said. So we've worked really hard to do that and communicate to our customers, and hopefully as we continue to grow, we'll be able to add new and neat services and opportunities, because I think we're probably, as a retailer, just scratching the surface of what those types of media outlets can do for us.
Great. Well, thank you, Brian. I appreciate you coming on and telling us about Neiman's Family Markets.
Thank you so much for having me today, and we look forward to opening up in the center and being a part of the community and part of the Kimco community, and it's just been a great relationship, and we are really looking forward to getting open and having another successful store.
Great. Well, thank you. Best of luck. You've just listened to an original Kimco podcast on blogs.kimcorealty.com.